Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. Together on mission is my favorite phrase. There's no question about that. I could talk about my marriage, talk about my family, talk about some of my close friendships. I could talk about my small group. I could talk about the church at Inland. I could talk about the church globally. Together on mission. I think that phrase stirs the two deepest cries in every human heart: to be together and to be a part of something much larger than ourselves, to be friends on mission, to be marriages with a purpose, to be a community for the world. And so this is the Together on Mission podcast for those of us that say, you know what, I want to together be friends that are friends of Jesus. I want to together be a part of something larger than myself. I want to be like the Trinity. Because by the way, Together on Mission describes the Trinity better than any phrase that I can think of. God is together on mission. And the mission is to be with and to be like Jesus. And so I don't know how long this podcast or this Together on Mission podcast is going to go, but we are in, you know, the first kind of first stage of the journey where we're learning, some of us relearning, some of us learning for the first time that the essential call, summons, simplicity of the gospel is to walk and talk with Jesus in the cool of the day, to be with Him and to be a part of what it is that He is doing within His world. And every day with Jesus is what we're doing. We're getting up in the morning and we're saying, okay, the first part of the morning is yours. And as we give the first part of the morning to Him through prayer and meditation and scripture, we declare that the rest of the day is His. And so we don't say amen at the end of the talk with God in the morning. We continue the conversation with Him throughout the day, because every day with Jesus is the summons of the gospel. So good morning, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Today is part two of a two-part podcast. As we look at the story, the famous story of Jesus walking on the water and Peter walking on the water in Matthew chapter 14. So this is part two. So if you're tuning in today, you may want to go back one day and listen to part one. The title of part one was Walking Toward Jesus. The title today is Walking with Jesus. We're going to say and talk about something concerning this passage that is not often talked about. What we said yesterday is always talked about. Walking toward Jesus, getting out of the boat and onto the water. And it was great. It was great, and it is a great point. But the story, less overtly, makes another point, which I think is even greater. Now, we can't hear the second point or enter into the second point until we have already entered into and risked with the first point. But we need to move on today. And we need to talk about walking with Jesus, which can only happen once we have made that initial risk of walking toward Jesus. So, I would like to just begin to read the passage. The title is Walking with Jesus. So let's take the story just a little bit deeper. So go ahead and go to Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, his disciples, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and they said, "It's a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it's I, don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied. Tell me to come to you on the water. And Jesus says, come. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink. And he cried out in fear, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus reached his hand down and caught him. You have little faith. Why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. So Peter gets out of the boat, walks on the water, sinks, cries out for help. Jesus grabs him, and they walk back to the boat together. We don't often talk about that part. You see, there are three stages in this story. In the boat, walking toward Jesus, then being saved, and walking back to the boat with Jesus. There's a walking toward Jesus, and then there's a walking with Jesus. And then notice if there's three stages, there's two transitions in this journey as well. One transition is from the boat to the water, and then one transition is walking toward Jesus with confidence and then sinking and falling and failing. And so then, therefore, that transition from walking toward Jesus, kind of in my strength, and then walking back to the boat with Jesus in his strength and in his strength alone. The only thing better than walking on water toward Jesus is walking on water with Jesus. And that is something that is not often talked about in this story or in Christian circles about how this journey works. You see, when Peter was walking toward Jesus, he got caught off guard by the wind and the waves and the world and what was surrounding him. And then he began to sink. And we must have that sinking, that failing, that losing, that falling, and learn the humility of doing what Peter did. Lord, help. And it's not until after the falling and after the failing and after the blowing up and after that we're able to cry out, Lord, help. And then there's Jesus and he picks us up. And I don't know whether they walked together back to the boat or whether Jesus carried Peter back to the boat, but the only thing better than walking toward Jesus on the water is walking back to the boat with Jesus, either in his arms or hand in hand. And so this story takes us on a journey. It takes us on a journey. And so some of us have already made this first transition of getting out of the boat and onto the water and walking toward Jesus, but we're distracted by the wind and the waves, and that's what we're seeing very, very often, and we're trying to keep it together, and we're trying to do it in our own strength, and we're trying to make it work, and we're walking toward Jesus, but our eyes are going here and there and here and there and here and there, and God is calling us deeper. God is calling us, if I can put it this way, to sink, to let go, to own our fear and our anxiety and our inadequacy and our inability to keep up what we're trying to keep up, to sink. God is calling us to sink. He's calling us to sink so that then he can call us to cry out, Lord, help, so that Jesus can come over and he can say, I've seen your marriage. I've seen your life. I've seen your journey. I've seen what you've done in your own strength. Not bad. But now, can I show you a new way? Can I show you the marriage I have for you? Can I show you the journey I have for you? Can I show you what I have for you? Let's walk together. Let me carry you. Let me hold you. Let me bring you back to the boat. And so my encouragement for us today is that we would take that next step, enter that next stage, walk through that transition point of going where we don't want to go, which is sinking or falling or failing, and then being able to cry out in humility and enter into not the ministry or the marriage that we have arranged for ourselves, but the one that Jesus has for us. Remember, you can only enter into that third stage if you've traveled through the first and the second. So let's journey with Jesus. Let's keep going. Let's cry out for help. Let's let go. Let's be okay with sinking, because the only thing better than walking toward Jesus is walking with Jesus or being carried by Jesus. So this was a bit of a deeper podcast, but it requires some really good thinking, praying, meditating, reflecting, and journaling. So have that conversation with Jesus. Enjoy him. Let him show you what it's going to look like to sink, cry out, and walk with Jesus. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store. Or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.